but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Yes, except this week it's not with Pippa Coombe, it's with Adriana Christie, who is also a member of the Waitemata local board, and I talked to her about a whole range of things, her role on the local board, what she does, and a few other kind of general questions to kind of sound out who's on our local board and what they like to do or what they want to do with our city slash our kind of local constituency electorate area thing. So yeah, tune back. I started by asking her to introduce herself.
Adriana Catalina Ruth, Ivan Daniel Christie here. Hello, how's it going? Actually, maybe I should just say Adriana Christie.
Who are you and what do you do in the local government sphere that exists?
Who am I? Well, I'm just this chickie who's 28, whose mother is an Aucklander and dad is a Colombian. And I'm really passionate about impact and change. And luckily, local government has been kind of like my tunnel of being able to do that. My role is I'm an elected member for the Waitemata local board. I've been elected for 2.5 years now. I am standing again this election. My role, and I love my role, is I'm the lead of economic development. That's one of the portfolios that I have. And I'm the 2IC of parks, sports, and recreation.
So is 2IC second in charge, second in command? Or what is a 2IC? Because I'm a little bit unfamiliar with that term. I'm sure a few of the listeners will be as well.
Yeah, totally. So in a HOSPO term, the 2IC is kind of like the assistant of the manager.
Right.
You know, that's kind of like how it works. Yeah. But in a, well, basically these roles, we came up with them ourselves in the local board. Every local board is different. So I kind of co-lead parks and community facilities with Shale Chambers. Yeah. He's the lead, you know, he holds the majority of responsibilities, but he gives me a free rein to kind of get really involved with the finer details of the parks.
Right, so Shale Chambers is essentially the maitre d' and you're the assistant manager, is that kind of?
That's kind of correct,
sweet,
yeah.
As. And then so you're also the lead of the economic portfolio, is that what you said?
Yeah, but actually this is really cool because I just got appointed at the beginning of last year to be the lead of the local economic development portfolio, which is essentially talking to all the business associations and kind of encouraging them to strengthen their brand.
So what kind of things do people or business associations come to you with then in that kind of respect?
Well, we have a budget allocated to that portfolio. So currently we're trying to find a way to strengthen the city fringe identity, meaning the businesses and the business associations that are on the outskirts of the city centre area from like Ponsonby, Parnell, Newmarket, Uptown. Yeah.
Sweet. So how does an area have identity, or what would you say the Waitemata area as a whole's identity is as well?
Well, a former colleague of ours described Waitemata as the beating heart of Tamaki Makaurau, and I think that's kind of what it really portrays as, you know, that's where all the music happens, that's where all the cool restaurants are, it's where all the cool premier parks are, you know, I can keep on going, the ferry.
Yeah, certainly. So how and why did you get involved into the local board and the local government?
I'm very passionate about social innovation, sustainability, and social entrepreneurship. And while I was at uni, I got really involved in this project that I had in my mind and my partner at the time helped me with, which was the Pallet Kingdom. And it was all about being able to mitigate waste, being able to impact a specific social group and, you know, survive off of it, you know, just be able to pay my expenses and everything. And I realized that my measure in life, everyone has a purpose, is to generate positive impact. And I've always been passionate about local government since I was in Colombia, because in Colombia, the mayor at that time when I was 10, he brought in parks, he brought in playgrounds, he brought in libraries, he brought in cycling lanes, and my whole entire life got completely transformed. From being a girl that would walk past shops and be full of insecurities because I wanted to dress in a specific way, I became this active, happy, bubbly person who was going to swimming competitions, who was biking to hang out with her friends, you know, it just completely swapped. And that's why local government appealed to myself as a person.
Right. So you mentioned positive impact or positive change in there. What do you see as positive impact or positive change?
In the local government perspective, I see positive impact of something that's enhancing the lives of the residents, of the constituents, not only people that are able to vote, but also tourists and visitors. You know, if there is public amenities that are fit for purpose, meaning, you know, if there you can sit in a public area, if you can, you know, enjoy a beautiful scenery with a cup of coffee, if you're a mother and you can go to Plunkett, if you have certain disabilities and you're able to go your way through the whole entire city with any limitations. If you're a young student and you can walk to school on yourself and feel safe, and as a person being a local government, being able to allow these things, that is what I see positive impact is.
Right. Is that, would you say positive impact on a larger scale is a similar thing?
On a government scale?
Well, just say in general, so you've given us a great definition of what you see as positive impact for a like local government scale, or in what the local government can do to create positive impact. What do you think, just generally, we can do to create positive impact?
This is actually such a cool question. What I was talking about before are different mechanisms that you learn with design thinking. And the whole essence of design thinking or human-centric design is empathy. And I believe that, you know, it's very similar to what Jacinda always talks about, but this is proven to be a great methodology to be able to execute change. It's being able to be compassionate, to be empathetic, to put yourself in other people's shoes.
Right. So just building on that, may as well, because I think we're recording this the week after the Christchurch attacks, which were obviously a horrific event. How do you think people can be more empathetic, and how do you think people can care for each other more?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. What I used to teach design thinking at university, and our mechanisms for students to awake their empathy was to stop assuming, to not jumping into assumptions. That's the first one. Encountering an individual with an open mind and observing is another good one. Instead of you just, you know, one, you ignore, two, you assume, and then you just react instead of observing other people's behaviors. Those are two technical aspects that really work. But also just being able to understand that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but we don't really need to be violent. We don't need to have hatred in us. We just need to let people be and worship how they want to worship and celebrate how they want to celebrate without having to take their lives.
When we look at like local government, there's obviously a constituency or an electorate, and so for you that's obviously the Waitemata board. Within those there's obviously communities, or you're essentially representing communities, or at least that's what Pippa Coombe said. So what is community to you, and do you think... Actually, no, just leave it at that for now.
Community to me is my home. That's how I see community. I love being able to wake up in the mornings and go for my run and bump into someone that I know and give them a high five. I love the fact that I can just go to my local cafe and have a great yarn with my barista that I know, meet up with other residents and constituents that have specific projects and ideas, or they want to use me as a soundboard if there's things that they can follow through. I love being able to, you know, help advocate for the local community gardens that feed us, that help us with our environment. I love the fact that we can bump into friends and families on cycling lanes, you know. That all for me represents home. And that's basically it.
How important do you think community is in keeping, like, maintaining communities, which some people have said we're not doing necessarily? And also, how do you think we can kind of continue to make and strengthen our communities?
There is this YouTube video that I saw, which is basically talking about the sense of community with rats. And I'm actually looking for it so I can talk about, you know, the actual title. But basically it was talking about some rats, how when they're by themselves and when they're lonely and when they're not interacting with community and they're not loved and they're not appreciated, they become more prone to depression, more prone to forms of addiction. In this case, it was heroin. But once those rats were thrown into a community, were thrown with other rats, had other games and had other forms of interaction, these rats became healthier, they became happier, and they became more capable of wanting to help. That's how I see basically community, and that's how I see being able to be a part of a community.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.